having on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Father, we're thankful for the privilege we have to be here this morning. Thankful for the presence of God that we've already felt in the house of the Lord. We know that you are here with us this morning. We're praying that you'd accomplish great things in God's house today. We pray, Lord, that souls that have come into this place with needs in their life will leave here with those needs met. Father, we pray to be used of God, and we'll give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. In the 13th verse of my text this morning, he says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." That phrase, the evil day, is translated by some, when things are at their worst. The evil day. When things are at their worst. And that's what I want to preach to you about this morning. When things are at their worst. The evil day comes to everybody. Care who you are, where you're from, what your name is, how much money you've got, how much education you have. The evil day comes to everybody. Times when it seems like things are bad and worse and couldn't get any worse. And that's what we're talking about this morning, when things are at their worst. And in those times, your mind can play some tricks on you and make you think things that are not really true. And we must, at those times, recognize who our real enemy is. Sometimes we mislabel the enemy. Sometimes we think it's flesh and blood. But he tells us in this passage of Scripture, we're not warring against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Peter said, "Your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." So whatever the external circumstances seem like, there's an evil power behind your trouble. You have an adversary in the devil. We have to not only recognize our enemy, we have to know what is the goal of our enemy. Why are these problems happening to us? Why are we in these desperate times in our life? We have to understand what the goal of our adversary is. We know that Satan hates our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it is his ultimate purpose is to defame the name of Jesus. His ultimate purpose is to bring reproach and disparage the name which is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. And he wants to use you and me to do that. And so when troubles come our way, we must make up our mind, first of all, that through these circumstances and through this trial, by the grace of God, I will honor the name of Jesus Christ. So no matter what happens to me, no matter what Satan throws at my way, God give me the grace to honor the name of the Son of God. So we have to understand what his goal is, to dishonor the name of Jesus. His goal is to destroy the souls of men. And when times are at their worst, I'm telling you, he will whisper in your ear things to try to discourage you and get you despondent and cause you to think that there's no way out of this valley that you're in. He wants to destroy your soul, the souls of people that are precious to you. And when times, when things are at their worst, he tells you that you cannot overcome, and gets people believing that you cannot overcome. This trial is too bad. It's too heavy. It's too hard. That this struggle is more than you can bear. And he convinces people that you cannot overcome. But in this passage of Scripture that I've read to you about the Christian's warfare, there is no suggestion anywhere in here that God's people are defeated people. When things are at their worst, listen to me, when things are at their worst, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. When things are at their worst, we can say, greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. So when things are at their worst, we do not entertain the thought of defeat. As the song says, defeat is one word I don't use. Hallelujah. It's out of our vocabulary. He says to us, you cannot overcome. Sometimes he tries to persuade us when things are at their worst that you have a right to rebel, that you have a right to become bitter, that you have a right to strike back, that you have a right to seek vengeance, that you have a right to disobey God, that if God loved you like he should, then these awful things would not have come your way. These tests and these trials would not have fallen across your path. And Satan tries to persuade us that we have a right to rebel against the word and will of God. And sometimes people take the bait of the enemy and rebel against God, feeling like, I have a right to this because of the things that have happened unto me. But oh, my brother, it was Job that said, when Satan said, I'm going to cause him to curse you to your face. And the devil stripped him of everything he had in one day's time. Job fell down before God and said, the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brother, Satan was defeated in that hour when Job raised his voice in worship to God after losing everything that he had in one day. And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. When Satan says you got a right to rebel, when Satan says you got a right to disobey, you got a right to break the laws of God, look at what God has allowed to come into your life. Rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise your hands to heaven and say, glory and honor to the one that loved me and gave his life for me. And keep on worshiping God when things are at their worst. You'll never be defeated, brother, as long as you can slip that hand up and praise God in the midst of your trial and give glory to God in spite of things being at their worst. Know the goal of your enemy. Your enemy's out to destroy, disparage the name of Jesus. And he's out to destroy the souls of men by telling you that you cannot overcome. And you have a right to rebel against God. But we're going to glorify his name. And we're going to claim the promises of God. And we're going to walk through this valley. And by the grace of God, we're coming out on the other side with victory. Now, three things that are essential if we're going to be overcomers. And one is, we've got to be stout-hearted. That is a phrase I took from Matthew Henry. I give him credit. Stout-hearted. He said, the word of God says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When things are at their worst, it tests whether or not our heart is really in this. Oh, my. When things cannot get any worse, what will you do when it seems like that all of hell is broke loose upon your life, this is a test of whether or not your heart is really in this. You've got to be stout-hearted. You remember Samuel going to anoint a king in place of Saul. And God tells him to go to Bethlehem. And so he does. And they parade the sons of Jesse before him. And the first boy comes up and he's strong and he's tall and he's stout looking. And Samuel thinks, this must be the chosen of God. And God says, that's not my man. And the next man, he thinks, this has got to be him. But it's not him. They all look the part, but God knows their heart. And the Bible says, in that context, that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. He's certainly not saying that it doesn't matter what your outward appearance is, but he's letting us know that God sees inside of us. God sees our heart. Finally, when all of them are paraded by and God turned down every one of them, he asked Jesse, do you have another son? Yes, I've got another one on the backside over there keeping the sheep, the youngest boy. Evidently, he thought he had no chance. But he said, Samuel said, send for that boy. So they sent for little David and he come up there and God said, that's my man. I want you to pour the oil on this boy right here. The Bible tells us why in the New Testament. He said God sought for a man after his own heart. And he found him in little David. He sought for a man after his own heart. Just a few days later, it proves out. When Goliath is standing before Israel, challenging Israel, send me a man to fight. Those same brothers, so strong and tall, are in that army and will not answer the challenge. But little David hears the challenge of this man, this giant, and he says, I will go fight him. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who dares to challenge the armies of the living God? I'll go out and fight him. And he demonstrated right there the reason why God picked this little boy. Is because his heart was with God. God found a man after his own heart. Brother, when things are at their worst, this is where it tests whether or not our heart is really in it. So we got to be stout-hearted. And we got to be well-armed. We got to have the whole armor of God. He said, put on the whole armor of God. Put on that breastplate of righteousness. The helmet of salvation. Your helmet protects your mind. You've got to have on the helmet of salvation. Here's where the attacks of the enemy comes in your mind. He suggests to you thoughts of defeat. He suggests to you thoughts of rebellion. He suggests these thoughts to you. You must have on the helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness protects your heart. Guard that heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. You've got to have on your loins girt about with truth and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking that shield of faith whereby you shall quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Having the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You got to be well armed if you're going to survive when things are at its worst. You know, here's what happens to a lot of people. They fail to arm themselves. Fail to realize you're in a warfare. Fail to realize you're a soldier. Fail to realize there's somebody after your soul. And we fail to arm ourselves with the armor of God. God says, put on the whole armor, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. So we got to put on the armor of God. And You know, it doesn't matter now if you have on full armor, if your heart's not in it. Look at those guys over there in Iraq. You know, we train these guys. We put the weapons in their hands. We show them how to fight. They get in a fight over there and watch droves of them walk away from the fight and change sides in the middle of the battle because their heart's not in it. I'm telling you, brother, it don't matter how well armed you may be. If your heart is not in this, you will not overcome unless your heart's in it. You've got to be sold out to Jesus Christ. Praise God. Committed to the honor of His name. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And then, thirdly, you've got to have a will to live, brother and sister. I said you've got to have a will to live. I don't know too much about it, but I have read about the gladiatorial games in Rome. And they used prisoners of war and slaves to fight these gladiatorial games. And they'd bring men into the arena. In the morning, they'd have battles between animals. In the afternoon, they'd have fights between men. They went in there to fight to the death. Somebody was going to die. So when you went into that gladiatorial game with your sword, your spear, whatever, and your shield, your armor on, you knew most likely one of you was not coming back. Somebody was going to die in that battle. And so if anybody went in there with a defeated attitude, if anybody went into that battle didn't have a will to live, then the other man would make quick work out of them and they'd spill their blood right there and die. So everybody that went into that battle, if they wanted to live, they had to go into there with a mind made up. If somebody's going to die, it ain't going to be me. Now I'm going in there to live. And I want to tell you, brother, this is life or death. You hearing me? Satan is not playing about your soul. This is life or death. And you have got to have a will to live. I know what it is to face the onslaught of the devil until it seemed like my soul would be overwhelmed. And I'm not talking about 30 years ago either. I'm just talking about recent days. But I told God in my heart, God, by the grace of God, I will live and not die. By the help of God, I'll come out of this trial. By the help of the Lord, I'll be victorious. And oh my, you know Satan, he'll do his very best to persuade you you're a defeated foe. But we have the Word of God to assure us, greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. We have the Word of God to assure us that the Lord is the captain of our salvation. We have the Word of God to assure us that we're in the hands of the Father and no man can pluck us out of our Father's hands and that our Father is greater than them all. And no man can pluck us out of the Father's hands and we have the Word of God to tell us and praise God that we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We don't confess that we're conquerors. We confess that we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Hallelujah. We say along with the Word of God, hey, we are not defeated. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. You don't have to become bitter. You can become better. You don't have to be unforgiving. You can forgive by the grace of God. You don't have to partake of sin because there's something stronger than sin. It's the blood of Jesus. It's the power of the Spirit of God. You don't have to fall victim to the world because there is victory over the world. This is a victory over the world. Even your faith There's a power inside of you greater than the power of your adversary. Somebody look up that song we sang this morning. You got a songbook close by there. Look up that song we sang. Stand up for Jesus, and hand it to me when you got it. We are soldiers this morning, and we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And there's a power working inside of us. Just above here, Paul said to the Ephesians, he said, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit." Brother, there's a power working inside of us greater than the power of the adversary. You know, when we read about the foes that we face, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, and we're just common people, and we don't know nothing about high places and ruling and things of that nature. We're just common people, and we're faced with that kind of power. But I'm telling you, brother, our foe's already been defeated. Jesus said, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." He's higher than the highest, greater than the greatest, more powerful than the power of the adversary. Listen to this. We sang this morning. Brother Garland, you didn't know you're singing my message this morning. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high His royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, His army He shall lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus. Stand in His strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor and watching unto prayer, where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus. The strife will not be long. This day, the noise of battle. The next, the victor's song. To him that overcometh, the crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Hallelujah. Oh my, what a wonderful promise to the people of God. To him that overcometh, I'll give him a crown of life. Thank God. I don't know. I don't feel worthy to wear a crown. But I sure want to be there to receive the reward of the faithful. To hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you rule over many." And I feel like if I get that crown, I'll do like the rest of them when they fell down before the feet of Jesus, laid the crowns at His feet and said, "You are worthy. You're the one that brought me here. By the grace of God, I made it." Casting their crowns down before Him because He is worthy. Hallelujah. Oh my. I felt like the Lord laid this on my heart, and I hadn't done too good a job with it. But I know the Lord wants to help us. When things are at their worst. And you know, He said, having done all to stand. When you've done everything, and you come out on the other side still standing. Praise God. Brother Bobby, when we come out on the other side, we can still be standing. Brother Darren, God saved you, gloriously saved you. You've been through the fire, but we're still standing. We're still standing. So no matter what when things are at their worst, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. I'm going to do things a little different this morning. I'm going to give you an opportunity. If there's anybody in this congregation this morning that you feel like that's where I'm at, things are at their worst, and I got to have some help from God, I want you to come up here. And I know the saints will help me, and we'll pray for you. And when you leave this place this morning, you can walk out with your head held high and say, "I'm more than conqueror to Him that loved me."
We've got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. We're just going to wait just a moment here, but if there's anybody in this congregation that you need help from the Lord right now, that things are at their worst, but I believe the promises of God, and I want you to pray for me. I'm going to wait just a few moments. Anybody feels like they need prayer from the Lord? Amen. Praise God. All right. Amen. I do too. Thank God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.